The cab, which I had seen, had pulled up at our door. "What can he want?" I ejaculated as a man stepped out of it. "Want? He wants us. And we, my poor Watson, want overcoats and cravats and galoshes and every aid that man ever invented to fight the weather. Wait a bit, though. There's the cab off again. There's hope yet. He'd have kept it if he had wanted us to come. Run down, my dear fellow, and open the door, for all virtuous folk have been long in bed." When the light of the hall lamp fell upon our midnight visitor, I had no difficulty in recognizing him. It was young Stanley Hopkins, a promising detective in whose career Holmes had several times shown a very practical interest. "Is he in?" he asked eagerly. "Come up, my dear sir," said Holmes's voice from above. "I hope you have no designs upon us on such a night as this." The detective mounted the stairs, and our lamp gleamed upon his shining waterproof. I helped him out of it, while Holmes